This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Is Cincinnati city manager in or out? The mayor says an agreement has been reached for him to leave his position by the end of next week. But Harry Black says that's not the case. Joining me this morning to sort through all the details is WVXU City Hall reporter Jay Hanselman. Thanks for being here early this morning.
Good morning.
So let's start chronologically, because that's the way my brain works anyway. I don't know how else to get through all of this. Take us back to the story. You broke it on Friday afternoon.
This was Friday afternoon. Of all things, I was on my way home and someone sent me a text and said that the mayor and Harry Black had a meeting Friday afternoon, and the mayor had asked Mr. Black to resign. And so I immediately contacted the mayor's office through text and got no response. So when you can't go in the front door, you try the back door. And after about an hour of checking with two or three other sources, was able to confirm that the meeting had taken place and that was the mayor's request that Harry Black step down.
So that was on Friday. Then the weekend, mostly calm.
The weekend was mostly calm. There was a couple of things on Saturday. The city held its annual neighborhood summit at Xavier University, and both the mayor and city manager were scheduled to be there. Well, the mayor canceled at the last minute because he said that there was a special meeting of the U.S. Conference of Mayors, which he's a part of, that he had to attend. So Harry Black showed up at the neighborhood summit. I wasn't there, but other reporters tweeted that they asked for comment. He said no comment. And then just shortly before 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, we received a statement from the mayor's office saying that he was at this U.S. Conference of Mayors meeting. And he expressed support for Police Chief Elliot Isaac in the statement, but there was no mention of Harry Black. And things sort of stood there until yesterday.
And we won't get into all the details, but there was an incident with concern about the chief and another.
And this all stems from last week. Mr. Black complained that there were rogue elements in the police department that were trying to undermine him and Police Chief Elliot Isaac. And that led to the ouster of the second in command, Assistant Police Chief Dave Bailey, who is on basically paid administrative leave until he can retire in 2020.
So, all right, so we get to the point of Monday. The work week begins.
Mayor Cranley was still out of town Monday, so very little happened
Monday. And then yesterday.
And Mayor Cranley was back, and I think I got to City Hall about 12:30 yesterday afternoon. And so basically, for the most part, we just kind of stalked out the first floor, kind of watched the comings and goings in the manager mayor's office suite.
Many people could have followed you on Twitter.
Right.
You were posting pictures.
Yeah. And I think it was about 3:30, 4 o'clock, three council members, Wendell Young, Chris Seelbach, and P.G. Sittenfeld, entered the suite. And Wendell Young left first. He came out, no comment. Council member Sittenfeld and Seelbach came out, I think it was close to 5 o'clock, also no comment. Harry Black left for the day about 4:30 out of side door, so he didn't have to come by reporters that were waiting outside the main doors there at City Hall. And then right before 5 o'clock, we started to get word that maybe there was something in the works and settlement-wise, and so we raced back up to the third floor to maybe see if we could find out what was going on. And that's when we received the email from the mayor's office saying that the mayor and the manager had reached an agreement in principle for him to depart the city.
So we reported that.
Actually, we were sitting down with Wendell Young about that time, and he said, those are Cranley's words. He said, I'll believe it when I hear it from Harry Black. Sure enough, about an hour later, shortly before 6 o'clock, we got a statement from Harry Black who said he was having productive discussions with the mayor and council members, but no decision had been reached. And he ended the statement that he wanted to be in the city and be city manager as long as the mayor and council would have him. So you had conflicting statements.
Okay, so if Harry Black does not resign of his own volition or take a deal or whatever they're working out, can the mayor just fire him outright?
The mayor could start the process to fire him, but that has to be approved by city council. And right now, from what we're told by a couple of sources, including Chris Seelbach, there are five votes against firing him, and there are also not five votes to support the mayor's two-year severance package that he offered him, which could total, we're told that there's no specifics been released, we're told that it could total more than $500,000 because it would be 2 years of salary.
Okay, so now council meets at 2 o'clock today. What could happen at that meeting?
I don't think there'll be any vote. I think there are going to be lots of, there's been posts on social media from some African-American groups, including the NAACP and the Black Agenda, encouraging people to show up and voice their support for Harry Black at today's city council meeting. But even the mayor in his statement said that he didn't expect if there was a vote on this package, it would be until next week.
And of course, you'll be there this afternoon covering all that's going on.
And it will all continue.
Jay will live tweet from the meeting starting around 2 o'clock. His Twitter handle is at Jay Hanselman. He'll also have stories tonight on All Things Considered. Jay, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Jay Hanselman is WVXU City Hall reporter.